So how do we overcome our structural hazards? The solutions are essentially forwarding and pipeline bubbles and holding registers. So on the left-hand side, the two reads are foo, where we only have a single-ported RAM holding foo. We can solve that by having an extra clock cycle used where we read one location and then we read the other location. If we don't have a sequencer already, then we'll have to introduce one. Here my sequencer is called PC and it's just one bit wide, denoting which phase of the operation we're currently handling and toggling it each time. Sometimes there's a pattern between successive accesses to an array. As illustrated here, we see although foo is accessed at EE and EE minus 1, looking like a structural hazard if foo is only single ported, the pattern is we've already read a value out previously, and hence all we need to do is store it in a holding register ready for the current cycle. Here I've shown the manual rewriting of code to overcome structural hazards. If we had entered our design in a higher level language and used a higher level synthesis procedure, then these steps would be inserted by that compiler. And this spotting the patterns in addresses, it's called modulo scheduling in that field. My first example can also be written as shown here, rather than using an explicit program counter. If we're able to use a synthesis tool that will infer a program count for us, then we can put an additional at pulse edge of clock in the body of our always statement there. In general, the performance of our system will be increased by having more resources, and so it should take fewer clock cycles to compute its result. Generally speaking, optimizing a large chunk of the design in one go is a good thing to do. There are many more possible circuits that will implement that design. The optimizing tools will have a larger search space from which to choose a good solution. But there is a tension. Making sure that we use a resource every single clock cycle may mean a lot of additional wiring and multiplexers, when in fact the resource wasn't that expensive, and having two of them and less wiring may well have been better. In fact, in modern VLSI, the cost of wiring is so high and the energy involved in sending signals down the wires that it can often be better to recompute something rather than sending it a couple of millimeters across the chip. Obviously, the details of that depend on the technology involved and the cost of recomputing. Next slide.